Welcome back to Turkey Talk on NPR, National Public Radio. I'm your host, Gordon Weatherby, and this is my co-host,
George Washington Carver.
Old Man Crabtree's Cider Mill is having a hootenanny this weekend. Should be a good time.
Yes, yes.
Hope things don't get too out of hand.
No.
Last year there was a line at least 12 deep for the free donuts cider.
Yeah, and those spicy donuts.
Mm. They're just too good. We're giving away free hand turkeys for the month of November.
Yes, we are.
Fun for the whole family. Get one for the kids. Make one with your kids.
Yeah.
But your kids are probably too retarded to make a hand turkey with their fucking lobster claws. Put it in your mouth.
Welcome on back to I Just Had a Terrible Thought, the only show about turkeys.
Yes, turkeys. Turkey month.
How'd you like that intro?
That
God
was
damn.
Pretty good. Were you asking me?
I don't know who I'm asking. Actually, the hand turkeys thing, like that was a joke, but I kind of think it would be fun to give away free hand turkeys.
Yeah, like, that would be awesome.
How we give away free stickers. Like if you wanted, you could give us your address and we'll draw you a hand turkey and mail it to you. Or we could just scan it in and post it on the forum or something. We'll make like a thread of hand turkeys. You can make your own and post it in the thread too.
Yeah.
Just a big collection of hand turkeys.
Because, I mean, it's Thanksgiving month and it's very lame. Let's spice it up, make it a lot of fun.
Yeah, and you international listeners, you don't get to celebrate Thanksgiving normally. Here we're doing you a solid. We're giving you a place to celebrate Thanksgiving like the rest of us humans.
Yeah, celebrating the extinction of Native Americans.
They're all
anyway,
dead,
asshole.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of fun.
So we were tweaking the sound again today, and I do think it sounds better this time than it did last time.
Yeah, if you listened to last episode, we got some comments about the way we sound with our new setup.
I think we removed a little bit of the noise that was still there from last time. This time we got Aldi to actually let us turn the heat off, which is nice.
Yeah.
And we unplugged the fridge, because the fridge is sort of nearby, and that was making some noise. There's still some noise. Some of it, I think, is coming from my PC, which we should probably move to the floor, so it's farther away. But
yeah. But overall, yeah, I think it's a lot better. I thought it was great last time, so we'll have to wait on comments afterwards.
Yeah, P-Shu wasn't a fan last time. He thinks it sounded way worse than it used to.
Yeah, I don't. And we're kind of at a standstill with this. We have no idea why.
Yeah, I think we can maybe even get it to sound better than this by fucking with some more things and maybe trying to remove noise sources, but
yeah, it's definitely a process.
But I don't, like, there's no way it sounded way worse than the old setup, because the old, maybe it's because he listened, like, when we listened through our PC speakers, the old setup sounded great. But whenever I listened to it through headphones, it sounded like crap.
Yeah.
It was like a lot of low-end noise. So
it was very bassy, too, yeah.
That's what, like, I mean. It was very, like,
low-end, yeah.
The noise was very bassy, and it wasn't coming through on the PC speakers, but in the headphones, it was really obvious.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's enough of that, I guess.
Yeah.
I feel weird talking about that, because I'm sure people are like, okay.
Get on with the terrible thoughts, asshole.
Yeah, exactly. I didn't tune in to hear you talk about your fucking equipment, dickhead.
Yeah.
Anyway.
But yeah,
so, we're both losing our moms.
Yeah.
My mom, I've talked about this before, she was moving to Australia to get married to her boyfriend.
Yes.
And they're not married yet, but she has moved there now. She has now defected to Australia.
Yeah, completely moved in, sold all her shit.
Yep.
And is there.
Yeah. And Orion's mom is
out of her goddamn mind, man.
She's threatening to disown you.
Yeah, I haven't added my mom on Facebook for personal reasons.
Right.
I think we talked about that on the show. Two sips. But anyway, I got this message from my sister my mom sent a message out to my siblings, my brother and sister.
Right.
I didn't get it because I'm not friends with her, and I don't think my mom knows she can just send me a message, even though we're not friends. But basically it said, listen, guys, due to the fact, you know, to miscommunication with all of you, I've got a deal for you. this coming Monday at 2 p.m., because that seems reasonable for everybody, we're going to have a meeting and talk about this. If you don't show up, you are no longer welcome at my home. What?
Yeah.
This is unreal to me, because, I mean...
Well, I guess she's an adult, you're an adult. She technically has the right to say, like, you're no longer welcome in my home, but the weird thing about it to me is that she wants you to talk to her more. That's her whole point.
That's what I wanted to get into, yeah, the whole...
But she's trying to accomplish that by threatening not to talk to you anymore.
Yeah, and I'm, like, sitting back, like, really thinking about, should I go, you know, and meet up with her? Because I have reasons why I don't talk to my mom, why I don't call her, really. I'll talk to my mom. She's cool, but there's reasons I don't fucking call her, at, you know, once a week, every day, like some people. She's kind of nutty. And
well, one thing about your mom, and I love your mom to death, and she's a religious person, and so that's a lot coming from me. but I love your mom to death, but she's one of those people that you can't get off the phone with.
Yes, and I think most moms are like that. They're just, I think parents in general are like that. Like you were talking about your dad, and my dad's kind of the same way. You get on the phone with them, and they're like, so I'll talk to you later. All right. So anyway, blah, blah, blah. You know, and you just, they miss you so much. And I understand that. They just can't let you go. I got shit to do that's much cooler than talking to you.
Right. Well, another thing about your mom, though, is that she will go on and on about religion.
Yes.
And not like... She tells weird stories about religion and stuff. Like, it's hard for me to explain.
It's deep. Yeah, it's beyond just being, you know, I'm religious, or beyond, I'm religious and I go to church. It's like, I've had experiences, psychic and spiritual experiences, like with demons and all this shit. And I can't get into that. That just makes my mom seem kind of crazy. And I love her, but God damn, you know, what am I supposed to say to that? Especially me. You know, if I was kind of religious or spiritual, I'd be like, interesting, really?
Didn't your mom tell you that at one point your dad was possessed by a demon?
Yes, and she told me very young, so all this time I believed it, and I talked to my dad. He's like, I don't know what the fuck she's talking about. She's out of her goddamn mind. And I kind of, you know, it's weird when you have one parent saying one thing and the other saying another. Who do you believe? So I was kind of stuck. But later on in life, I realized my mom is just kind of nutty. She's crazy in that way. And that's why I don't, when I call her, I've established myself as, you know, not being religious, but she doesn't respect that. She keeps throwing it in. Well, I really wish you would pray and, you know, pray for, because I'm praying for all of us. And my faith, you know, holds us together. And I thought about, you know, meeting up with her on this date, this deadline, this threat deadline, to talk it out and just be straight up and tell her, you know, this is what I have a problem with. Between us, but I think she's too deep into it. She's too deep into the whole craziness. I can't rationalize with her at all.
Yeah,
because it's one thing. Like I told you off mic, if she was religious and she didn't go to church, but she was still, you know, kind of cool, and I'd you know, show her Richard Dawkins video, and we talk about shit. And just, you know, just share ideas. That would be cool. But
so she could at least understand where you were coming from.
Exactly. You know, just whatever. But she's so deep into the shit. Like she goes to church, which is, you know, her thing. But she's trying to move up in the church. Yeah. So there's no way I can fucking rationalize with her.
Climbing the ladder.
She is deep in the madness, and there's nothing I can do. So. What do you do? You know, I could talk to her, but there's no way there will be a solution. She'll be like, you know, okay, I'm cool with that. There's no way. And I know that based on previous experiences.
I think you should send her a response message that just says, I don't negotiate with terrorists.
But me and Kyle were talking about this, and it's like a mom thing. I don't know if anyone can relate, but moms, if you don't like communicate with your parents or moms in general, especially if you're a guy, they get like weirdly emotional and sad and kind of creepy.
Yeah, my mom, I don't know what it is exactly, because I don't talk to her. Like, I won't talk to her for a month or 2 months.
Yeah.
And then she'll send me an email that's like, what's going on with you? I don't know what's going on with you. Why haven't I heard from you? You never write me back. You never blah, blah, blah. And And then, like, if I talk to her on the phone or something, she'll start crying.
Oh, man.
I haven't seen you in a while either, and I'm not crying.
Yeah.
Like, I know I'm your kid, but especially it's weird to me because she's got other shit going on. Like, at one point in my life, my mom didn't really have friends.
Yeah.
My dad was the same way. Didn't really have friends. So, you know,
I think that's a big factor.
But she does, like, she's got her boyfriend and, you know, she's got her work and she's got shit to do with my grandma who's dying.
Yeah.
So she's got shit going on, but apparently she needs me. And the weird thing to me is, like, when my dad and I talk, we have shit in common, like common interests and stuff.
Yeah.
When my mom and I talk, all we really have to talk about is, like, family shit because we're not into the same stuff.
Yeah. And you're at that point in your life where you're an adult and she's an adult. And if she wasn't your mom, you guys wouldn't be friends at all or even speak with one another.
Right.
So it's like you get to that point where, like, what do we have to talk about?
Yeah, I don't think that's a mean thing to say. Yeah, that's true.
Not at all. Yeah, that's why we don't really call, because what are we going to say? I don't want to be fake. You know, we'll stay in touch and visit, but just because I don't call you for a month, don't freak out.
Yeah, well, moms.
Yeah. Man, I hope people can relate, because ever since I left home, man, I've been getting shit. If I didn't call, like, once a week, I'd get the whole, what's going on? Something's going on with you. I don't know if you're dead, in jail.
Well, your mom's especially, like, problematic. Like, I'm not ragging on your mom. Like,
no, you know my mom.
My mom's bad, too.
Yeah.
But your mom's especially problematic because occasionally she will think she feels that something's wrong.
Yes. And that's even...
Like, she knows that something's wrong.
And that kind of... I kind of got this feeling today. Hoping you're okay because you hadn't called and I'm just worried about you, you know? And what do you say to that? Hey, Mom, I'm fine. And usually when I call back, I'm like, hey, Mom, what's up, girl? Hey. She's like, hey, how's it going? And I'm like, you know, I'm fine. Just...
You should send her, like, a text message that says, that's weird that you had a bad feeling today, because I did get in a car accident. Oh, no. And I'm paralyzed from the waist down. That's totally... What a coincidence.
No way, man. That'll reinforce everything she's been spewing at me.
Yeah, my dad was kind of weird when I moved out of my mom's place. Like, he's not as clingy,
you
know, like he doesn't, like, I'll talk to him maybe every couple months and he will say things like, well, I haven't heard from you in a while.
Yeah.
But that's like, it'll happen. He'll say it once and that'll be it. But, he was weird when I moved out of my mom's place and moved, like an hour away, because he'll say things like, just sucks that you live so far away. Or he'll say things like, for a while, he was trying to talk me into moving back in with my mom.
Oh, man.
Which is weird, because I'm plenty old enough not to be living with my mom.
Yeah, like, that's a...
At this point, if I was living with my mom, it wouldn't be completely out of the question, but I would feel a little weird about it.
Yeah.
I don't know. He just, like, he kept trying to convince me, like, maybe you should move back in with your mom, because then you'd be close to me, and blah, blah, blah. I guess I'm glad I didn't, because now I'd be homeless. She lives in Australia now.
Or you'd have to move. Fuck that, yeah.
I did climb into her luggage and move to Australia with her.
Yeah, I do understand. You know, they love us and they spent, you know, our entire lives with us.
Right.
And when we depart, they miss us. And I understand that. And I love my parents. But,
yeah,
you know, it's just there's certain aspects I can't explain.
You're right, though, when you say we wouldn't be friends.
Sound like a dick.
If you weren't my parent, we wouldn't be friends.
Yeah.
It's one of those things, like, with extended family, I feel like if you weren't family, we wouldn't be friends.
And
you're extended
worse, yeah.
family, so I don't really need to see you, so fuck off.
Yeah, there's different levels of, you know, I don't know,
but we, relationships. You know, with my parents, we go back.
Yeah, we go back. But so, with relatives, it's even worse because you can't really identify with any of them. And mine are cool, but they'll bring shit up, and they're not into what I'm into at all,
right.
You know, with anything. Music, art,
I know. I hate it when they try
interest.
To ask me, like, what have you been up to? And my options are to say, well, nothing much, really. Or to go into a bunch of stuff that's just going to glaze over, you know, like their eyes will glaze over. It just goes right over their head. They have no idea what I'm talking about. Like, yeah, I started a podcast. Oh.
How'd that, you see that Michigan State game the other day?
No, didn't catch that one.
Yeah. How about that weather?
What's a podcast?
Yeah.
Well, and then I have to try to explain what a podcast is. And if I'm lucky, I won't have to explain what an iPod is. Jesus.
Yeah.
Anyway, maybe that's enough about
relatives for now. Yeah, it really fucking upset me. I don't know what to do. I don't know whether to show up because of this threat or just say, I'm thinking about calling my mom, just straighten it out. Like, look, this is bullshit. And I kind of feel, disrespected because of this. And you kind of come off as crazy. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Mom.
I can tell you what I would do.
Me? Yeah.
But she's not my mom, so I'm not trying to give you advice, but what I would do is I would call her or send her a message and say basically what you were just saying. Like, look, you're not making any goddamn sense.
Yeah.
Like, yes, I don't talk to you very often,
yes.
But threatening to stop talking to me, threatening to shut down the lines of communication completely is not really a way to get me to talk to you. That doesn't even make any sense. You're just completely.
Yeah.
If what you want is for me to talk to you, then you lose if I don't come over.
Yeah. I think I'll do that. Yeah. Cause that just seems like the most.
Plus, what a weird and petty thing to threaten to disown your children over.
Yeah.
You know, like, you can never come to my house again if you don't come over on Monday.
God damn.
Okay. Jeez.
Oh, man.
Calm down, lady.
Yeah. But moving on.
Yeah. Well, it's still your birthday month, month of November.
Yeah.
Yay.
And my mailbox is still empty. Oh. Ain't that a bitch?
Nobody sent you any special e-cards?
I've been waiting. Fuck off.
I thought at least Aileen would. He's like your BFF.
Yeah, if he did. Well, he knows better. You know, we're best friends and forever.
Right. BFFL.
He knows not to fuck with me. I'll find him.
Well, I was thinking about your birthday month.
Yeah.
And you know how, the birthday song? Like, happy birthday to you.
Yeah.
Well... That song, I don't know if everybody knows this. I assume most people probably know this, but that song is actually owned by someone. And if you want to use that in like a movie or whatever, you have to get the rights to use that song where you have to pay for it. And which is why, like a lot of times in movies, if there's a birthday scene, you won't actually hear that song.
Yeah, you don't hear it.
Because they don't want to pay for it.
Yeah.
So I was thinking we need a new birthday song.
Yeah, because that... Fuck that guy's probably filthy rich out there somewhere. We need a new one.
He's probably way overcharging because it's, that's the birthday song that everybody sings. So, of course, you want to use that.
Yeah.
So we need a new birthday song. I was thinking maybe a new birthday song or maybe a birthday month song.
Birthday month song, yeah.
So,
I don't like birthdays. Yeah, I like birth months.
Birth month?
Like, I was born in this month.
I guess birth month makes more sense, but I like saying birthday month.
Because, like, what if you're sick on that day, If it's a birth month, you got the whole month, man. It's all good, baby.
That's right.
Yeah.
So what do you say to trying to write a new birthday song or birth month song?
Shit. Yeah, let's do it.
You want to give it a shot?
Yeah.
I've got, I make music, as I think most of you probably know at this point, but what you might not know is that I have a tendency not to actually make songs. Instead, I just make little looping parts of songs and then
hundreds
I lose interest.
And hundreds of incomplete songs he makes.
Yeah, so I make these little loops and then I lose interest and then I just, save them and push them aside.
Yeah.
So I've got a few of those that we could maybe pull up to use as background music.
Yeah.
Hmm.
What do we got?
What kind of mood are you in? I got some like hip hoppy stuff or
let's do some hip hop first. Yeah.
Okay. I don't know if the volume levels are going to be right for this. Let's see. Oh yeah.
Oh shit.
Do you think we're too loud? Should I turn it up?
Turn it up.
Okay. Shit. So, birth month rap,
yeah,
I guess.
Birth month.
I'm not very good at freestyling.
I'm not either.
Birth month, nigga. What do you think? Should we do like a chorus? It's your birth month. It's your birth month. Throw your hands in the air. It's your birth month. Motherfucker, bitch. It's your birth month. Oh, yeah.
Nigga. Is that it?
Yeah. See, that's nigga. What I said. I'm not very good at.
That would be a good one. Happy birthday. It's your birth month.
Happy it's your birth month, motherfucker. Have some cake.
Get a pizza.
Let's see. It's your birth month. Shit, it's your birth month, motherfucker. Have some cake. Throw on some rollerblades and go for a skate. And then eat all the dinner on your plate. Get a pizza.
Yeah. I like that.
It's your turn.
You gotta bob your head a little more and get into that. Yeah. You gotta absorb this shit.
I'm nervous. I'm not used to busting fat rhymes.
Birthday month, motherfucker, check me. I'ma fuck this shit up like Hennessy. Cause it... Why am I talking about Hennessy?
It's hip-hop. Your birthday. You can talk about whatever you want.
It's the hip-hop, man. Yeah. It's getting into me like Hennessy.
Oh, Patron, Patron, Patron. Shit.
Can we be happy about this?
Maybe.
Get a little more happy about it.
Hey, motherfucker, it's your birthday. I don't have anything else. We should have written something down. Should I do? You're pointing at me. Okay, hold on. All right.
You got it.
Hey, motherfucker, it's your birthday month? Oh, shit. What rhymes with month? Cunt?
I was thinking the same thing.
It doesn't really rhyme, but...
Eminem style.
Maybe we should pick a different song.
All right, next song. We're too honky for this shit.
We might be too honky for this shit. Yeah, well, here's something kind of honky.
All right.
This is a little soothing, I think.
Yeah, this is very nice.
We're going to bring it down low.
Happy birthday, Mom. Coming at you.
Happy birthday, month faggot. Hope your cake's not infested with maggots. Get some shit, like presents, shit. Also, presents.
I was thinking the same thing.
It will be okay.
It'll be alright.
There's lots to live for.
Lots to live for.
Like a PlayStation 3.
I prefer
but
the
your
Xbox.
Parents and friends are all broke, so maybe you should kill yourself after all. All
right, hold up. You sound like crash test dummies. Get that more...
Okay.
Get that higher.
Hi. Yeah, kids. Okay, hi. We're starting over. All
Here
right.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Happy birthday,
it's your birthday. Hi. Happy birthday, month, everybody.
How do you sing with that voice?
Like this? I don't know.
I guess, yeah.
It's your birthday month. Happy birthday month. I still don't know what rhymes with month, so I think I'll switch the end of this sentence to a different word.
Like birthday month.
God damn it, you fucked it all up. All I switched right. it to word and you switched it back to month.
And it was two words. Here we go.
Like birthday month.
I'll shut up.
Please don't kill yourself. It's far too early to tell if your life is going to turn out shitty. You're only 27 years old. There's still plenty of time to turn your shit life around. Put down that bottle of sleeping pills, Orion. Life will
gonna.
Get better.
No.
maybe this song's done.
All right, what else we got? Jesus.
That one took a dark turn.
Yeah, it did.
What else do we got? I got all these fucking stupid songs like...
Dude, you got hundreds, man.
I know, and they're all named stupid.
And you don't know what any of them are.
I know, they're all named stupid shit. Like, this one's called Holy Living Fuck. All right, Holy Living Fuck. Yeah. It's kind of funky. All right. Birthday? Birthday month?
Yeah.
Birthday month.
Birthday month.
Birthday month. A motherfucking birthday month.
It's your birthday month. Your motherfucking birthday month. Orion, it's your birthday month. Yay! Yay! My voice is too scratchy to do that kind of yay. I know.
I don't know if this one really works, though, for, like, anything other than just a repeated
This would have
sentence.
To be, like, happy birthday.
Happy birthday month.
Yeah.
I am a robot.
Yeah.
Sent from the future to wish you a happy birthday month. A happy motherfucking birthday month. I am a robot powering down.
And now we're going through a space tunnel into birthday territory.
Man, I could listen to this forever. This is birthday month. It's like a extended time travel into something awesome.
Now it's gonna get crazy.
With a killer beat.
Aw, shit.
Shit.
I don't know what goes through my head when I make things like this.
Alcohol?
No, surprisingly.
Wow.
Alright. I don't think this is gonna work for a birthday month song. What else we got? You can hear all my mouse clicks. Awesome. This is probably boring as shit. What the fuck was that?
I don't know.
It's like a building fell over in the apartment.
I did feel something, though. I felt a presence.
What else do I have? I've got more, like, rap shit. Well, I've got this. This is pretty happy.
All right.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, shit. I can feel it coming. Happy, 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 happy birthday month, birthday month, birthday month, birthday month, birthday month.
Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday, birthday month, birthday month, happy birthday, happy birthday,
happy birthday, happy birthday,
birthday month, birthday month,
happy, happy birthday month.
Yeah, I don't know if that works either.
I'm digging it.
It just repeats. They all just repeat. They all just repeat. Let's try at least one more. Some fucking shit is going down. I don't know what's happening. All right, let's try this.
All right.
Oh, shit.
Oh, oh, oh.
Let's see. This is where you gotta freestyle.
Yeah.
Maybe if I turn it around so it's my birthday month instead of your birthday month.
Yeah.
Alright.
Just to make it the birthday month.
Shit. I'm having trouble coming up with anything.
You're nervous.
Yeah, it's my birthday month, bitch. Alright. It's my birthday month, bitch. What you think about that? The thought that counts is crap. So give me all your money and cash. And Aileen, save your bangers and mash. Cause I'm American, red, white, and blue blooded. And, that dollar store bullshit don't cut it. Oh, shit. Give me a bicycle dipped in gold and covered in diamonds to keep me icy cold. And skip the handbrakes. Give me that back pedal stopper so I can turn on a dime and run from the coppers and go to the store and pick up some milk. Because, goddammit, I like milk on my cereal, my lucky goddamn charms. Oh, did I mention it's my birthday, bitch? Oh, shit, it's my birthday, motherfucker. Oh, shit, it's my birthday, motherfucker. Oh, shit, it's my birthday, motherfucker. Oh, shit, it's my birthday, motherfucker.
I like that one.
You got anything?
Me?
I'm out of words.
Oh, man. I'm just going to sound ghetto.
This is awful.
Skip me, man.
I think we might be done with this. What a disastrous bit this was.
What do you think, listeners?
Yeah. How do you feel about our birthday songs? Oh, well, that killed some time.
Yeah.
Bad news for the folks next door to the folks down under. Dead rabbit throwing contest banned.
Ooh.
This is in New Zealand.
A contest that involves children seeing how far they can throw dead rabbits has been banned in New Zealand following outcry from animal welfare campaigners. The annual rabbit throw in South Island town of Wow.
God damn it, don't do it.
It's W-A-I-A-U. Wow. Maybe it's just wow.
I know why you picked this story.
In the South Island town of Wow.
Wow.
Holy shit. Has been a tradition for years, but officials have had to cancel the event following complaints from the Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals. An animal cruelty inspector with the charity Charles Cadwallader. Cadwallader? Whatever. Cadwallader?
Of course he has a stupid last name. Well, he's moving on.
He's from New Zealand, so, you know, that's how they do.
An animal cruelty inspector with the charity Charles Cadwallader Ding Dong said, "Hey, do you throw your dead grandmother around for a joke at her funeral?"
What?
Same thing.
Yeah, apparently.
The bizarre competition is part of the town's annual pig hunt, a highlight in the calendar for Wow's 400 residents. Organizer Joe Moriarty, that's a name I can pronounce, claims banning the bunny contest is political correctness gone mad, bro. She said, "You know, the children of the community here are fantastic. They love their animals, especially the dead ones to throw around."
I added that last bit. Oh.
But the outraged SPCA in New Zealand says to throw the dead rabbits around sends a message to children that dead animals are fun and a form of entertainment. And that is not a message children should be sent, bro. There are 30 million wild rabbits in New Zealand, but the animal charity claims that the fact that the creatures are pests does not justify inhumane treatment and death. Now,
where to begin?
Yeah, inhumane. I feel like both sides are jackasses. Like, the one side is basically arguing for the right to throw dead animals.
Yeah, it's a tradition.
Just give it up, dude. It's not that big a deal.
You mean we can't throw dead animals around anymore?
No, stupid. Well, but the other side is like, it's inhumane. Well, they're dead.
They're already dead.
I don't know. And it doesn't explain how the animals get dead, like if they kill them for this contest, which might be the case.
Maybe.
And if that is the case, then if you're arguing stop killing the rabbits, then that's one thing. But this last line, the fact that the creatures are pests does not justify inhumane treatment in death. They're dead. What, you think they're upset about you throwing them?
Do you bury them and put, you know, in a cemetery and have tombstones, you know?
Whoa, dude. If you want to throw a live rabbit, that's one thing. But these dead rabbits, fuck that. That's disrespectful to
they
the dead.
They have families.
Disrespectful in death. And yeah, and it's like, it's the same fucking thing as throwing your grandmother around for a joke. My mom sent me an email the other day telling me that my grandma is probably going to die within like the next year.
Oh, that's positive.
And my grandma heard this, I guess, from her doctor and didn't tell my mom until after she moved to Australia, I guess because she was afraid my mom wouldn't move or something.
Yeah.
I don't know. But so my grandma might be dead within the next year. Maybe I should go to her funeral and see if I can get away with throwing her around for a joke.
Oh, man. Ha, get it? Grandma's flying. Fly, Grandma, fly. Be free.
I was going to say, that's very noble of her to wait, you know, until your mom moved away.
Throw her straight up in the air. Tell people I'm helping her get into heaven.
She needs a push. Everybody help. Heave ho.
There she goes. I think she's going to make it. Oh, shit. Nope, there she goes. Oh, okay. She fell in the street.
Yeah. She's a thump thump. No, street sweeper.
But yeah, they're dead. They're dead rabbits.
Yeah.
Like, they're not crying in rabbit heaven going, "I can't believe you're throwing my body around."
Yeah, and there's a lot of crazy traditions out there in other countries, like the, what's that? What's that fucking tradition where they roll cheese down a hill?
Yeah, it's
and
in,
run after it, and they tumble and tumble until they get to the finish line. It's retarded.
It's in Ireland or Scotland, I think. I can't remember which one.
Yeah, I forget.
And if there happen to be any Irish or Scottish listeners, they're probably both mad because we don't know the difference.
This is important. It's a
hey, it's you fucking confuse which one of us throws cheese down a hill and chases
ooh,
it.
Ooh, yeah. It's a why can't I say tradition?
It's a turducken.
It's a turkey day. It's tradition.
Right.
And, you know, they've done it for years. They have a lot of fun. So if they're throwing rabbits around, that's fine. But
But then again, there's no such thing as a live cheese wheel. You know,
if they're slaughtering them for this thing, like you said, then
dude, yeah, there's, how can you disrespect that cheese wheel like that, throwing it down the hill? That's bullshit, man. Respect your cheese, bro. I don't know. It's just, it's like I said, they're jackasses on both sides. Like, on the one hand, they're
silly.
They're arguing for the right to throw dead animals,
which is retarded.
Recreationally.
Yeah, why? I don't.
You mean to tell me I can't throw dead animals anymore?
Yeah.
I imagine everybody in that, on that island speaks like that.
That's your dumbass voice.
They must.
Yeah. They're defending their tradition, you know.
I may be from New Zealand, but goddammit, this is what I sound like. Throwing fucking dead rabbits.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, what is this world coming to? Speaking of dead things, man attends own funeral after mix-up over body's ID.
What?
The sight of Ademir Jorge Gonzalez. It's like Gonzalez, but with a C. Gonsalves? Ademir Jorge Gonsalves. Whatever.
Ademir.
The sight of Ademir. Alive, shocked relatives, some of whom tried to jump up, tried to jump out of the windows of the funeral home in southern Brazil. Before I even finish reading this, how funny is that? Like, that is your reaction to, like, holy shit, something crazy is happening. Your first reaction is to jump out the window, like, I don't want to stick around and see what happens. Holy shit!
I've seen too many fucking movies, man.
Okay, well, here's a quote. In my 10 years in this business, I have never witnessed a scene like this, said Nathaniel Honorato. It sounds like a Japanese name.
Yeah.
Manager of the funeral home What the fuck is wrong with the rest of the world that they have to name everything things that make me second guess myself? The Piranha State?
Yeah.
On November 1st, some family members and friends had identified the victim of a car crash as the 59-year-old Gonsalves. In my 10 years in the business, that's fucked up. That's out of order.
They just repeated themselves.
Yeah, it's out of order. They scheduled his funeral for the following day, Dia de Finados, a holiday when Brazilians remember loved ones who have died. So I guess Finados is like finished, like dead. The day, so it's like the day of the dead, I guess, kind
possibly,
of.
Possibly, yeah.
A holiday when Brazilians remember loved ones who have died. What Gonsalves' family did not know is that he had spent the night drinking at a bar near the site of the crash, but he was not the victim.
Wow.
Burp. When the bricklayer got word of his funeral, he showed up at the funeraria at the funeraria Reina das Colinas. Okay, I gotta try this once again. Funeraria Reina das Colinas funeral home Monday morning.
That was
later
sexy.
That day, the mystery was solved when a family in a neighboring town came inquiring about a son who was missing. The family recognized the body and took it away for burial.
Whoops.
How bad was this car crash that they didn't recognize their, like, they were like, must've, oh yeah, that's bad, him. Yeah. They probably didn't even look. They're like, he's a fucking drunk. That's gotta be him.
Yeah.
It's bound to happen eventually. They've just been waiting for this call.
Yeah. It's like, god damn it. But how funny is that? Like, he shows up.
Jumping out the windows is my favorite part.
He shows up and they're like, ay, caramba! You know, fucking jump out a window. That's,
I think you'd have to be shooting at me to get me to jump out a window.
Yeah.
Like, just out of surprise. If this happened to you, do you think you would show up to the funeral? Like, if you, I don't know, passed out drunk at a bar and woke up the next day and found your funeral in the obituaries?
No fucking way. I'd think, wow, somebody was named, you know, not after me, but named the same name as me, and they died.
Well, what if your picture was in the paper or whatever? Like, what if you knew for sure that it was you?
Oh, in that case, probably. I don't know.
I'm surprised. Do they not have phones in Brazil?
Like, I was going to say that. I'd probably call somebody right away.
And you don't usually have the funeral, like, the next day.
That's
so
kind of odd, yeah.
There were, like, days passed in between, and nobody heard from this guy.
Yeah.
He must be a drunk. But if you, like, if you knew, like, people thought you were dead and were going to have a funeral, would you want to be there? Would you want to see the funeral? Like, put on a disguise or something and go in to see what people say?
Yeah.
What a fucking dick this guy was. I'm only here for the reception after the free finger foods.
Yeah, finger foods. Cookies and...
Delicious.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I would definitely be there.
Yeah. I would be curious to know what people would say about me at my funeral. The only reason I don't care is because I won't be there, you know? But if I was, if it was like this, I think a part of me would be tempted to not tell anybody that I'm still alive.
Oh, man, you kidding me?
And just show up and just show up, like, with a fake mustache on
or something, you
know?
Like, yeah, I thought you were talking about, like, after the funeral, you still wouldn't tell anybody.
A tiny part of me would be tempted to do that, too. Like, I just successfully faked my own death on accident.
Like, I would.
Awesome. Time to start over.
I'd rip off my disguise and go, ta-da!
go up like you, like, does anybody want to say a few words about the dead? And then go up, you know, with your trench coat and your ridiculous hat and your mustache.
A mustache.
And rip it all off. Ta-da! Best magic trick ever.
Wow.
You would think they would have noticed, like, it must not have been an open casket.
No way, yeah. Because it must have been mutilated.
You know, they're all going up there to look at the body and, oh, Adamir.
Yeah.
We had some good times.
Yeah.
You really let yourself go. You don't look anything like I remember.
Yeah, with you not calling me, you know, and not calling the family, and we didn't really give a shit about you, but, yeah, good luck.
I wonder if they got him, like, a decent casket, or if they just... Like, because I know, like, when babies die,
yeah,
you can get them, like, baby caskets, but, like, there's a kind of baby casket that is essentially just, like, one of those styrofoam coolers.
Oh, man.
I wonder if, like, there
for what purpose?
Cheap, for dead babies?
Oh, well, okay.
What do you mean, for what purpose?
I'm like, where are you going with this? Like,
well, I wonder if there's, like, a similar option for adults, and just people don't normally go for it because they like the people that they're burying.
Okay.
So maybe they got this guy, like, a... giant shoebox to bury him.
Because they didn't really care about him.
It's made out of 100% recycled cardboard.
Yeah.
It's got one of the little recycling symbols with the trees.
Yeah.
Yeah. Still listening? If that didn't make you shut it off. I was talking to my friend Brian at work. Yeah. I mentioned him before.
Yeah.
And, he was the one I was talking to about Michael Douglas Batman.
Yeah.
Well, I was talking to him today, and he's a big fan of Opie and Anthony, which, if you don't know what that is, it's a big-time talk radio show here in the States.
Yeah.
And he's a huge fan of that. He listens to it at work all the time. And one day he brought his little MP3 player, which has video capabilities, over to me, and he was showing me this video. And it was like a clip from their show where they were talking about chickens.
Yeah.
Dead chickens, something about like chicken slaughtering. And the video was this poorly animated computer graphics thing of chickens being slaughtered. And he brings it over to me like it's the funniest thing in the goddamn world. And I'm watching it and I didn't laugh once. And I wasn't trying not to laugh. It just wasn't funny.
Yeah.
And everything I've ever heard from Opie and Anthony hasn't been funny. And maybe I've never tried to really listen to them. So maybe I just am missing out. Like, I'm just hearing the parts that I don't get. But. So I was talking to him about that today, and he's talking to, and he was telling me about how much better Opie and Anthony are.
It's,
God
it's
damn.
A tongue twister, man.
He was telling me how much better, and right now I'm proving it, Opie and Anthony are than our show.
Opie and Anthony.
He listens to our show sometimes, but he's way behind.
Yeah.
And I told him, well, okay, this episode is going to be all about dead chickens. I'm going to call the episode Dead Chickens Galore, and it's going to be the best episode ever. You're going to love it. The problem is, I don't know what to talk about that involves dead chickens. Like,
they're delicious.
I told a joke earlier at work. I was like, hey, Brian, why did the dead chicken cross the road?
Yeah.
And he said, why? And I said, because it was stapled to the dead baby, which was stapled to the live chicken, which crossed the road. Get it?
What'd he say?
He didn't find it funny.
All right, Kyle.
He has no sense of humor whatsoever. So, Brian, I know you're not listening to this, but this was my attempt at talking about dead chickens. How many dead chickens does it take to screw in a light bulb?
I don't know.
None stupid. They're dead chickens.
Ooh,
oh, shit. That's shit. A good joke.
Yeah.
What?
Tribute to Brian.
What's the difference between a Jew and a dead chicken?
I don't know.
A dead chicken doesn't scream, like, ooh. Ever.
All right.
Right.
Radio.
Yeah.
Opie and Anthony.
Opener and Anthony.
Not a big fan of any other podcast, I have to say, for myself.
Well, theirs is actually, like, I think they do offer it as a podcast, but it's actually a radio show.
Radio show.
I think they're only on satellite radio now because they got kicked off of terrestrial radio.
Yeah.
I don't remember why.
Weird.
They did something dumb. Huh. Got kicked off.
That's fucked up. But yeah.
Yeah. This is good podcasting. So, Orion.
Yeah.
What do you call a dead chicken that's late for dinner?
I don't know. You don't even know.
A meal that's going to get my wife beat. I don't fucking know. I'm not good at jokes.
Yeah.
Like jokey jokes.
I don't like people that tell jokes.
Do you know any good jokes? Because I don't know any good jokes.
I think it's stupid because people will memorize jokes and then like go to work and be like, dude, I got a good joke for you. I got a good one.
Oh, hanging around the water cooler.
Got a good one. Oh, fuck. Yeah. All right.
Have you ever been in a place, like a business that actually has a water cooler? Because I have not.
No, that's like more cubicle, you know, office
type. Well, my work is that kind of place. We just don't have a water cooler.
Really?
I feel like I'm missing out. Like, where am I supposed to get together with people and talk about the episode of Family Guy that was on last night?
Yeah, weird.
Man, that Cleveland is hilarious.
Well, shit, what do you guys have?
A coffee maker. Vending machines.
Well, that's traditional, yeah. Like, every place has an office building.
Yeah, we have some vending machines. We have NOS in the vending machines now, the energy drink that looks like a nitrous canister.
Yeah,
it's my favorite. It comes in cans instead of the cool bottle with the crazy top.
Yeah.
Let's talk more about consumer products. Man, have you tried that Red Bull yet? That's some good stuff.
Every day.
Every day you try that Red Bull?
With Aldi, yeah. It's her. It's a ritual. Every day we go to work.
Let's talk about Aldi.
Yeah, we.
That darn Aldi, man. I think Aldi needs a hobby.
Yeah.
I think Aldi needs a hobby. Not because, like I think when people say that, like, you need a hobby, they're like, it's like an insult. But I don't mean it as an insult. I just mean, like, Aldi doesn't really like it when we do the podcast.
Yeah, because she has to, you know, be away. And
she has to go entertain herself, and she gets bored, and she doesn't like it.
Yeah.
Plus, like, now we want to turn the heat off when we do the show, and she doesn't want us to turn the heat off. She agreed to it today, but only because we kind of pushed for it.
Yeah.
But she doesn't really do anything.
Yeah, she has no... And I know a lot of people like this. They're like, dude, there's nothing that I'm good at.
Yeah,
what
I've
do
heard
you
that
say
before.
To that? Well, try this, you know? What do you say? Sucks to be you.
It's sort of hard for me to relate because, like, I feel compelled to do all kinds of things.
Yeah.
And some of them I'm not even that good at, but I try it anyway.
And they're mostly, you know, they're in the direction of creativity.
But so. I think the majority of people don't really feel compelled to do anything in particular. And that's really strange to me.
Yeah.
Like, you go through life working, watching TV, watching movies, you know, just taking everything in.
Yeah.
And there's nothing really like that you, like... If I said to Aldi, if you could have any job in the world, what would it be? I'm not sure if she'd have an answer.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't know. And what do they do when they live alone, you know? They come home and watch TV?
I guess they must.
And I don't understand the whole, like, well, you're, you know, an artist and you're creative, so you do this. I don't know what I want to do. Well, can't we all just create shit and do shit and have fun doing things, you know, making things and...
I think most people don't have the desire to create things, or they feel like they don't have the talent to do it.
We're separate people? Yeah, that's it. That's holding them back. You know, I can't draw, like, so therefore I can't do anything, you know?
Aldi wanted to be on the podcast tonight, and we actually wanted her to be. Like, we didn't say no, but because of the new setup, I'm missing some cables, and I couldn't get a third mic going. I tried.
Yeah, for all those Aldi fans, sorry about that.
We'll get her back on soon.
She will be on. Yeah.
Maybe as soon as next week, because I'll run out and get some more cables, but it all depends on when she feels like doing it.
Yeah, hopefully she's up for it.
I felt bad, though, because she wanted to do it. And
so bad.
For a few minutes, she thought we were trying to talk her out of it, and we really weren't. We were just trying to explain to her the limitations.
Yeah, yeah.
But, yeah.
Yeah, she seemed kind of let down, like,
Orion,
yeah,
there's a big long article I was I was reading today. I actually printed it out so we could read it on the show.
Yes.
Except that I don't give a shit anymore. But I thought the issue presented was interesting.
Yeah.
This article is, it's about this kid that wants to wear, it's a boy, and he wants to wear a skirt to school.
Yes.
He wants to dress as a girl, basically, in school. And they won't let him because it's against the dress code.
Yep. So that introduces, you know, this whole new school versus student, you know, dress code versus, you know, the student's right, I guess. I don't know.
I personally feel like they should just fucking say, screw the dress code. As long as what you're wearing is something you could wear in public without getting arrested.
Like you said.
Then go for it.
If you can't wear it in a McDonald's, you probably can't wear it to school.
I said that earlier off the show.
Off the show, which is a good example.
But yeah, if you can't wear it out to like the grocery store, then obviously you can't wear it in school. But if you want to wear a dress, okay.
Yeah.
I don't really care. Now, you brought up a good point earlier, and it might have been brought up in the article. I didn't fucking read the thing. I don't got time to read shit.
It wasn't brought up.
But your point was that it could be distracting to the other students.
Yeah.
Like if you've got a class with the boy who dresses as a girl, or you've got a class with like this hot chick who wears slutty clothes all the time.
Yeah.
Short skirts and stiletto heels or whatever, or anybody who's dressed weird, it could be distracting, take away from your lesson time.
Yeah.
But I just kind of don't care. Like, I don't think it would fuck with me. Like, I had really long hair in high school, like ridiculously long. Like, I have long hair now, again, because I'm lazy. But in high school, I had grown it out to where it was basically down, like, to right above my ass, like the middle of my back. And in senior year, I cut it. I finally cut it. I'd had long hair. Blah, blah, blah. I had had long hair since seventh grade. It's when I started growing it out. And everybody, like my whole school career, had said, when are you going to cut your hair, faggot? When are you going to cut your stupid fucking faggot hair, faggot? And that just made me want to keep growing it out more. So
yeah, fuck them. Yeah.
So I grew it out and I grew it out and I grew it out. And I finally got tired of it and I cut it off. I came into school the day after I got my hair cut. And everybody's like, holy shit, I didn't even recognize you. I thought we had a new kid in class. And so like the first, I don't know, 5-10 minutes of each class that day, people talked about it.
Yeah.
But the next day, it was all back to normal.
Really? Wow. That's fucked up, man. That's a huge change after so many years and everybody knows you, you know, as being the long hair guy. And
well, that's my point. It's not quite the same as coming into school dressed as a girl.
Yeah.
But people get over it.
People get over it.
If you're dressed as a girl every day, it's going to be distracting for maybe the first week. And then people are going to be like, okay, this is obviously going to keep happening and it's not a big deal anymore. Even if they don't like it, they're just going to, you know, fuck it.
Yeah.
What am I going to do? Beat you up every day in math class?
Yeah.
It's going to get old.
Yeah. I was reading this article and like the school, you know, the educators, the teachers, the people behind the school are always arguing that they just want school to be this place where there are no distractions. It's all about education. And there was a part in this article where they said nothing in like high school should have any like social influence or whatnot, or it doesn't. And I thought that was bullshit because like most of your social life at that age is in high school. You go home, you're with your parents,
right?
Maybe with a friend, you go back into school. It's like your world, you know, and that's how you kind of develop. And they don't understand, like, they're like, well, we got to make it structured and just all about education. Well, it's not all about education. High school is about boring ass classes. Maybe you want to learn, maybe not, but it's also about other things, socializing and being, you know, into girls and interacting with girls and dressing certain ways, expressing yourself.
Yeah.
All kinds of shit, you know?
Well, one thing that they'll say sometimes, like, okay, in most schools, girls are not allowed to wear a shirt that shows their midriff. They're not allowed to have a bare midriff.
Yes.
Fine, whatever. But the reason, like, if you ask them why, they'll say it's because it's distracting.
Yeah.
The real reason is because they're all a bunch of fucking old people.
That's what I was thinking, yeah, because it could go one of two ways, depending on the school, because not every school is the same, but when they were arguing that, say, a guy walks in with lipstick, everybody's distracted, nobody can learn, you know?
Yeah, I can't learn because that guy's got red lips.
That could go two ways. depending on the school, depending on the situation. Is it really the kids that are like, oh man, we're making a big deal out of this shit. Oh, look at this guy. Oh shit. We can't fucking learn because we're crazy. Because he looks like that. And the teachers are getting fed up, like they're out of control. And then just the kids are stupid at this school. They won't shut up. They won't learn. No matter what you do, you could be the best teacher ever. And they just won't shut up.
So fail them. Listen.
Yeah. Or it could be because of like what you said, like they're just dwelling on this generational gap. And like, you know, back in my day, you know,
I do think that a lot of it is the whole back in my day kind of thing. Like,
yeah, yeah.
A girl shows up to school in a short skirt and stiletto heels and a bare midriff, and they're going to, you know, flip their lids because that's not very becoming of a lady.
Yeah, yeah.
And yeah, that might be kind of distracting to some of the dudes or lesbians in the classroom, yeah. But they'll either get over it or they'll fail the class. And yeah. As far as I'm concerned, let them fail if that's what they're going to do. And that kind of goes to a whole other thing about how fucked up the school system is, because if the kids all fucking fail everything, the school somehow gets less money, which makes no fucking sense. Like, yeah. If anything, that school should get more money, because God damn it, we need to make these kids stop failing.
Yeah, better teachers, yeah. And teachers are kind of the root of the problem. In most of my cases, like, if I didn't give a shit, it was because the teacher sucked. And he just wasn't, like, my friend, you know, he wasn't there for me. He was just there to teach, and fuck you if you fail, and teaching. Mm-hmm. He was just boring. You know, come on.
Well, if school worked the way I think it should,
yeah,
and I think I mentioned this before, I'm pretty positive I did, but basically I think school should be like this. You get grades, but you don't get grades based on participation, based on your performance, based on work ethic. Yeah. You get grades based on what you know. You get tested. They say, okay, we taught you all of this. How much of it did you actually learn? And then they test you, and then they find out, oh shit, you didn't learn anything, you fucking retard. So then you take the class over. You fail the class, but that just means you have to take it again. That's not such a big deal.
Yeah.
But instead, you fail the class, and it's a huge fucking deal. Like, if you failed every class 1 year, you'd essentially have to take the whole year over again, which, again, shouldn't be that big a deal, but it is. It's like the end of the world. Like, you're falling through the cracks. And like I said, it makes no sense that a school would get less money, less financial support, because all of their kids are failing. Like, that, what?
That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, all of our kids are failing. Nobody graduated last year because everybody's failing. I guess we need less money because apparently we're spending too much money on keeping them dumb. Yeah. I don't understand. Like, is that a punishment to the school district? Like, you better shape up so you can get more money. Yeah. Okay, but our kids are still all failed.
Yeah. Another argument in this article was, say a kid, they were talking about emo, quote unquote, kids.
Uh-huh.
Say a guy shows up with tight pants or girl pants, and he's got a tight shirt, and he's got eyeliner on, like heavy, and he's just looking like the rock scene, whatever. The school system in this article, like their side, is trying to protect this kid from because they suffer the most harassment and they get beaten up the most and threatened the most.
I think that might be an outdated
it depends on the school. It's like, yeah, it depends where you're at, you know.
Yeah, I guess if you're like a huge football school, then maybe.
Yeah, and that's why they're pushing, you know, we got to protect the kids, so we need to make a stricter dress code. They can't just do whatever they want to do because we got to protect them.
Right. We got to keep them faggots in the closet. Yeah. so that they don't get beat up. It's for your own protection. Don't tell anybody you're a queer.
Yeah.
I don't know. Well, how do you feel about cross-dressing in general? Because, like, outside of the school.
Outside? How do I feel about it? Go for it. I don't care. But, you know, it's weird. I wouldn't do it.
Yeah.
But I don't give a shit. Do what you want, you know?
I think it's weird. I think you look like an idiot.
Yeah.
Exactly. But I think lots of people look like idiots. It doesn't mean I don't think they should be allowed to look like idiots. Like, I think people who fake tan look like fucking retards.
Yeah.
But if that's what you like to do, then it's up to you.
And
it's a weird double standard because girls, like a girl could go to prom in a tux. And people probably wouldn't say much. I mean, people would notice, but they wouldn't be like, oh my God, she's fucking cross-dressing. But if a dude showed up in a dress, it's, oh, wow.
Holy shit.
The talk of the town.
They actually, some chick in the article for she took her senior photo in a tux because she was very masculine and she knew that, and she told them, you know, I wore this dress, you know, and I look like a man. It was ridiculous. It was ridiculing. And so I wore a tux. You know, I talked to my mom. She said, you know, well, just wear a tux. They took the photo out of the senior yearbook.
Wow.
Which is retarded.
That
why?
Did you happen to notice what town this was in? Like what state? No.
There were so many different like areas mentioned.
Because that's got to be some kind of backwoods fucking crazy ass town.
Oh, yeah.
Because I know if that happened here, nobody would care.
Nobody would give a shit. That's so-and-so in a tux in my yearbook, you know?
Yeah.
Fuck off.
I actually kind of think like a chick in a tux would be sort of hot.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think that'd be kind of hot.
Yeah.
Whatevs. Well, but this chick, if she was really mannish, then it might not have been so much hot as just appropriate.
Yeah.
I don't know. But yeah, I don't give a fuck about cross-dressing.
Yeah.
Whatever. If you want to, I mean, it's all just clothes. We made it all up anyway. Like, the whole idea that girls are supposed to wear dresses, we made that up.
Yeah. And my mind was tangled in this whole, like, if you want discipline in a school, but there's also, you know, just let everybody do their own shit as far as expression. There's kind of, where do you draw the line? Because with discipline, you know, there's more structure and they learn their shit, I guess, better. I don't know. But if there's more room for expression, I guess, more freedom, I think kids would actually fucking pay attention in school. And
it's all horse shit anyway, because they always talk about how they're preparing you for the outside world.
Yeah,
they're preparing you for your adult life. Really? Because in my adult life, there's never going to be whores and cross-dressers yeah. and fucking, like, beer advertisements. A lot of schools, you're not allowed to wear a shirt that's, like, got a beer on it.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not going to run into that ever. Obviously, yeah. I've already run into it. I'm trying to wear it to school.
Yeah.
Stupid. Whatever. That's just dumb.
Yeah. I don't know. I really think just thinking like I was in high school, I just didn't give a shit. People did what they wanted. High school was bullshit. You know, a lot of it was boring classes, fun classes, and my social life kind of rooted from every day in high school. So I guess what I'm trying to say is if the more rules they establish in a high school, the more the rebellion there will be. So
hey, Orion.
Yeah.
A priest, a rabbi, and a dead chicken walk into a bar.
God.
And they go up to the bar, and the bartender says, hey, we don't serve dead chickens here.
Yeah.
And the priest says, oh, that's good, because I brought my own.
That sucked.
Wait, you don't get it.
I guess I don't.
Because he brought his own dead chicken. Like, oh. So that doesn't matter that they don't serve them. Because, like, serve could mean, shut up, you don't know.
That made sense. I just, I don't get
it. It was hilarious.
Funny. All right.
It was hilarious. Send us a voicemail. 616-328-5581.
That's 616-328-5581.
You can send me an email at kyle@ijusthadaterriblethought.com.
And or orion@ijusthadaterriblethought.com.
Check us out on the forums. That's ijusthadaterriblethought.com/forum, or there's a link on the front page. I'm going to start a thread about hand turkeys. Get your free hand turkeys.
Yeah.
Either email us your address and we'll mail you one, or private message us your address on the forum and we'll mail you one, or else we'll just scan it in and post it in the forum. And you can post your own, unless your kids are retarded and have lobster claws.
Yeah.
What else? Free stickers.
Free stickers.
I just had a terrible thought.com/stickers.
Twitter.
Twitter, Facebook, fan, the thing.
Yeah.
I'm forgetting something. What am I forgetting? There was something. I do this. I do this. My brain is broken.
Take a moment. Take a breath.
Oh, donate.
Yeah. How could you forget about that?
Yeah, donate. Send us all your money.
Yeah.
Still
my birthday month.
If enough people donate enough money and leave notes that say, this is to get you to stop podcasting, then we'll consider it.
Okay.
Or you can leave a note saying, happy birthday month, Orion. This is for you to buy some beverages or new shoelaces or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, so send us all your money. Become a fan on the Facebook. That's it.
That should do it, guys.
That's all, folks.
Next week.
Right.